USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is denying he conceded anything by agreeing to reopen government for 3 weeks. And he says he'll try again to persuade lawmakers to fund his border wall plan. The deal he reached with congressional leaders contains no new money for the wall, but it does end the longest shutdown in U.S. history.
The Smithsonian museums will reopen to the public on Tuesday.
Shuttered museums and parks are preparing to reopen. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says President Trump is willing to shut down the government again to get border security.
He doesn't want to shut the government down. Let's make that very clear. He doesn't want to declare a national emergency.
With a bipartisan committee of lawmakers now working to come up with a deal on border security, the president wrote on Twitter, 21 days goes very quickly. You're listening to USA Radio News.
'Tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Make this the year you achieve your goals to lose weight. Take Calitrin and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Betty. I honestly lost more inches than I did weight, but it really showed. Everybody noticed. And I recommend Calitrin to all my friends when they have a problem with weight.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186. I'm holding my weight good. I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Christy from Austin, Texas. I first heard about Calitrin. I decided I was going to give it a shot. And since I have dropped 2 pant sizes and I'm seeing the loss of about 5 pounds so far, I can only imagine how I'm going to look when I get back home.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Another Arctic cold front is taking aim at the middle of the country and also parts of the Deep South. WCCO-TV meteorologist Lisa Meadows.
We anticipate the coldest days could be for Wednesday morning and also as we go into Thursday morning. Your wind chill values across the upper Midwest dropping down close to 50 degrees below zero, which means you could see frostbite drop in just at about 5 minutes.
Is your workplace making you fatter? Pizzas ordered for a lunch meeting or cake for a colleague's birthday can pack on the calories. According to a study in the Journal of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, munchies provided by or purchased at work need to better align with healthy food guidelines and avoid high sodium or refined grains. Researchers tell MarketWatch that 150 Americans spend most of their waking hours on the job and might be prone to stress eating. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A poll of United Kingdom citizens gathers some troubling results on their view of what happened during the Holocaust in Germany. USA's Chris Barnes has the findings.
5% of adults in the UK believe the Holocaust is a myth, according to a new poll commissioned by the Holocaust Memorial Day Trust. It found another 8% believe the number of victims has been exaggerated. In fact, over 6 million Jews were systematically murdered by the Nazis, along with millions of others deemed undesirable by Adolf Hitler's regime. Trust CEO Olivia Marks-Waldman calls the finding a shocking level of widespread ignorance and denial. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Republican Maine Senator Susan Collins was on the Sunday talk show circuit. She's weighing in on the Mueller investigation and was asked how she feels about the releasing of documents on WikiLeaks. USA Radio's Rick Vincent has more on the story.
During a CBS interview on Face the Nation, Republican Senator Susan Collins was asked if she thinks working with WikiLeaks should be considered a crime.
You have to know the circumstances of it, but I have great faith in Mr. Mueller's ability to pursue a fair and thorough investigation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.